Now, getting back, or not getting back, but rather starting off this morning's discussion, I welcome you to this 10th of June session here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. This is your brand conversation. Welcome wherever you find yourself, wherever you're planning on going, wherever you're seeing yourself going for today. And you're in our company. Once again, welcome and good morning. Now, we get into this, our discussion point as mentioned, as you know, just with that short discussion in terms of before Franz left off, is we're going to take a look for you, for me, for us, those of us who are planning on, planning venturing into the African market, into the continent at large, even into the block here within SADC itself. Because we've got to understand there are certain discussion points that you have to always stick to. I say stick to because they are your principle. They will be your marketing or your market penetration principles. Now, for much of our brand conversation sessions here on your number one talk station, that being Eagle FM, we've been looking at the ways of marketing in Namibia, you know, for what you can do here within the country, for what you can try and sort of like exercise or practice with here in the country, and what you can use in the country, as well as how to change your approach in some cases as well. But if we head into, or if we multiply into sort of like a broader platform, that being like the continent, the African continent, or even just the SADC region, or even just if you want to go and operate in a country next door. Remember, we've got five neighbors around us. Five neighbors for you to choose from. Five neighbors for you to potentially try and establish and, do some market penetration, as well as also get your business foot in there in those local markets. So what are we looking at? Well, let's first dissect the basic characteristics of the purchasing behavior of Africans, us Africans. We primarily care about price, guys. We always care about price. You know it. I know it. We care about price. But everything else from that price perspective, it plays a secondary role. It comes second in its positioning. But whatever your strategy is that you're bringing to the greater African marketplace, it must offer better value for money. Understand that. You know it. In terms of purchasing perceptions and buying behavior within Namibia as well. Namibians, we care about a price, but we also care about the value for the price. Because if something may be too affordable, I'm not going to say cheap, because sometimes you have to use, you know, some form of coded language. If it's too affordable, you start questioning the quality of the product. In some cases, there are some true stories in terms of where you get like truly affordable price for a very quality product that lasts you, you know, that gives you value for money over an extended period of time. Or you get the opposite. A very sky high price tag for a product that is, you know, consumed within a minute, half a day, an hour. Now, you've got to understand, many organizations across the continent, you know, want to be successful. They want to maintain a successful market penetration standard strategy. And those that have become successful across the continent are those that have been on the continent long enough. Long enough. Now, we've got to be taking a look in some cases, you know, various discussion points. Now, all these discussion points, guys, come with the set principles that I'm going to share with you today. Now, for us to understand how to do business on the continent, you also need to learn culture, lifestyle, and the attitude. What do I mean by that? Well, most of us are aware in terms of the export culture, the exported pop culture that Nigeria has been successful with, especially through their movies, their movie industry, which is now culminated in their music even. The same also for South Africa. South Africa has been very successful in exporting its musical taste and its cultural, its cultural diversity through its music. Ultimately, the South Africans, if you have to look at it, are the ones that have practiced the best kind of market expansion into the rest of the continent. They're the best one. They're the ones that have exercised the best. Ultimately, because if you have to look at Namibia, Namibia in some cases is a carbon copy or a reflection or a mirror image of the South African market, meaning making it just an extension. The same also to an extent in South Africa. However, the rest of SADC provides a different picture. Now, when we take a look at these, you have to understand that if you do not at least, you know, try to practice or instill or install one of these principles, you know, there is some form of a brick wall or a roadblock that you might bump into. For example, there's this one anecdote that I found in terms of, you know, my literature, in order to, you know, for today's discussion, where this one writer indicated that a company began setting up shop in Nigeria. It's a new company. They, you know, they moved from a different continent to Nigeria. And it was a transportation-based organization, meaning they were operating in the transportation industry. However, the investors had put down something like $120 million for this venture. They were also subsidizing transport fares at very ridiculous rates. But at that first stage, they were getting some serious, you know, sort of like traction within the market, meaning they were quickly expanding, quickly growing. Now, here's what this company did not know. Although they came up with the price angle, they came up with the monetary backing, they came up with the aspect of in terms of, you know, setting a new trend, technically buying it. But when their promotions stopped, when their promotional activity stopped, meaning their marketing activity, when it stopped and the rates or the fares, the transport fares that they were offering reverted back to normal or slightly higher, obviously, their market penetration or rate of penetration drastically slowed down. And it dropped under the influence in terms of, you know, what they could, their company operations could actually enact. Now, I'm giving you an anecdote coming from a Nigerian insider because this person highlighted this example, this case study there from a Nigerian example. And ultimately, in that same space, Nigerian consumers, you know, they decided to react. The first reaction they had was obviously buying in. The second reaction was like a, almost like being an allergic reaction, going like, "Ooh, no, no, why must I? Why must I now pay for something higher? Why can't you stay at the price that you were offering?" Because ultimately, we are price sensitive. We are price sensitive on this continent. Now, in terms of adjustments and changes, in most cases across the continent, people do not like or they will not get used to something. That means if you have price changes or drastic price changes or drastic price moves, they will not. African consumers will not get used to it. They will not adjust easily. Now, the easiest thing is that makes them change is if you drastically change that set price. If the price was normal, then they, you know, if the price was at a lower rating, they would obviously have said, okay, we will continue buying this product. The moment you change it, shift it up, they'll start asking questions and they'll just look for an alternative. Now, this leads us into our 12 necessities, our 12 principles. They can be deemed as strategies, guys, but they are technically principles that you've got to play close to your heart in terms of if you are looking at expanding into the rest of the continent. Now, here's what we get with. Here's what we get at. The first thing is always the most important principle because this is ultimately your flagship principle that you've got to work with. You've got to sell necessities. Necessities. If you are going to sell luxury items or non-necessities, if that's your business, you have to start from the necessity point of view. Start with what people need, not with what they want, what they need. Now, this principle goes far in terms of except for if you have a ready market, for example, like if you had to move to a different market setting and you find that there is a specific buyer segment, when you do your market segmentation exercises and you find there's a specific proportion of consumers that fall within a demographic or an LSM framework who do earn and can spend a lot of money on luxury items, for example, then for sure, move into that market. Start off by offering your luxury items and your non-necessity products. Products that are not necessary. For example, luxury clothing. You can offer, very necessary clothing. For example, undergarments, selling, unbranded t-shirts or shirts or trousers and stuff like that. Those are essentials because they form part of the basic needs. But if you come in there now with the branded stuff, it's technically not a necessity. Now, the ultimate thing is, if you go into the rest of the continent, you have to also have to understand, for example, if you're coming from Namibia, where you're dealing with 2.5 million people, and you know that your strategy will be based upon the distances across the country, meaning just look at the layout of the nation, of our country. Go look at your local map. You'll see that the towns are pretty the distances between each urban area is pretty great. It's pretty enormous. The only small ones that you'll get are the three O towns in the north, that being Ongwediva, Ondangwa, and Oshakati. Even though a lot of people coming from the north would tell me, yeah, but Dwight, there's, somewhat like a 2 kilometer, 3 kilometer distance. It's pretty close. You can walk there. You can walk to the next place. And that, unfortunately, is somewhat the reverse prospect that you have to look at. On the last two sessions of the Business and Economic Zone, where I constantly indicated to you the population size of the capital city of Windhoek, Windhoek has got 500,000 people, approximately, give or take. If you go into other countries in the continent, you will find cities that will have 1 million, 2 million, 3 million people in it. So that means how you're going to supply, if you're heading to the rest of the continent, has also got to be in terms of your product depth. If you're going to supply necessities, have depth to supply. Have depth to look at. Now, if your product is not a necessity, but you want to be successful as well, then you must also structure your marketing to make it sound like a necessity as well. That means you need to sell it differently. Obviously, the consumer in a different African country will see, okay, that thing looks luxurious. It looks like it's got a lot of quality invested in it. It's got a lot of high-end materials that form part of its composition. But the marketing is telling me this is a somewhat necessary product in the market framework in that country. Sell it that way. Change your marketing perspective. Change your marketing approach.
Gusa etokoro lyouhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno ruganse sungumi. Moktura moe hundiro lye yowamba zuma okoko, dimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantantatu zime, ntatu utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingurako Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. There were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire.
fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now we come back from that extended break and right there, ending off on our first principle that you've got to be looking at. Remember, these are 12 principles that you've got to be playing with and that you've got to take to heart. In this first principle also is that the reason why you've got to be selling or you've got to be getting into the market of a necessity is that in the continent, necessities sell the best because most people are barely getting by. It's not to say it's a state of impoverishedness. No. You just have to look and understand and do a little bit more research within the demographics of a country or the country that you're going to enter into to understand what is actually needed. What is needed? And when you do that and when you can supply that gap, then it means that you'll be able to develop a market share for you in these markets. I say this, guys, because you just have to look at Namibia. Look at Namibia. We have got oversaturation, a market saturation within the necessities market. The necessities market, what are we looking at? Well, if any of us remember the higher Maslow's, what's that guy's name? Maslow's hierarchy of needs or the needs diagram, where you've got your basic needs at the bottom and then you work up in terms of how the importance of needs in the diagram itself. It functions as a basic understanding of human needs in society. So what do we need? We need protection. We need shelter. We need clothing. We need food. We need, what's the other thing's name? We need water. So you understand those basics. And if you get into those basic needs and you can sell anything that forms part of the necessities that feeds into those basic needs, you've got an opportunity to establish a market share. You've got to understand this, guys. Now, this does dictate that you've got to sell what the rest of the continent is already buying. They're already buying it. So you just need to fit yourself into that buying behavior. This ultimately leads, you know, in terms of developing your various strategies, applying just a little bit more, you know, concentration in terms of how well to capitalize on these strategies if they are paying off. Because you heard from the anecdote, the case study that I started off with, in terms of if you come in with a luxury product, you subsidize and you start giving discounted rates or very affordable and cheap rates, and the moment you decide after 3 months of the promotion activity, you know, coming to a close, that you're reverting back to the standard pricing, there will be knee-jerk reactions taking place. Now, you as a company selling a product, you don't want to see knee-jerk reactions to your products. You don't want to see them to your pricing. You have to say, okay, you know, this either you start off from the get-go, like I mentioned, bringing in a necessity, or you repurpose the kind of product that you have to fit in as a necessity. This is also applicable, this approach, to services. If you're a services-based company and you work in a services-based industry, factor in the same approach. Factor in that understanding in order for you to reap said benefits. Otherwise, it'll be a bust investment that you would have endeavored in, thus resulting in either withdrawal out of that industry or that market, or you close down shop and you never come back. Now we head into the second principle. Now our second principle is a very interesting one because it is the first principle that we as marketing students were always told about in marketing. It has to do with low price, but not a discount. Now, low price, but not a discount is a very clear strategy. It's a pricing strategy. It's not entirely a discount. It's just a pricing strategy. Now, what do we mean by a pricing strategy? Well, if we talk about a pricing strategy, guys, this is what we're talking about. If you say that your price is low, but it's not a discount, understand this. Companies across the world, the moment they see that people are not buying their products, they want to offer discounts. They want to offer discounts. And what a lot of them, those managers, whatever, you know what, either they are the store manager or the manager or the country manager or the, you know what it is, the buying manager, whatever. The moment they see that the product is not moving, they want a discount. But here's what they're not realizing. To discount is a short-term strategy because you're technically telling the market, oh, please buy from us. Please, 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 please buy from me. You see, I even lowered my price. What it does translate to is that your overheads, because the price you already had before the discounted price, was reflective of your costs, your organizational costs, the salaries, the overheads, the utilities, everything that is a cost is factored within the price of the product that you offer to the market. Now, the moment you go and discount is where you're actually telling yourself, let's take a knock. Let's take a knock to sell. Now, taking a knock, guys, through a discount is not always the best. Because the moment you give a discount, your competitors will do the same thing. They will also go discount. Now, what does that culminate in? That culminates into a price war. And a price war is the last thing any company wants on this world. Price wars are it's technically suicide. It's technically retail suicide that you're committing. It's technically suicide in terms of cash flow, liquidity, and also establishing market share. Because your market share will be fake. Your market share will be based upon you operating. Well, let's just say that your costs will be higher than your income. And that's the first thing a lot of auditors and a lot of finance people will be frowning at, because they'll be going like, what is going on here? How are you actually staying alive? Discounts also does not culminate in break even, because no company or business wants to break even. Break even is where costs match income. They're the same. So it's a zero balance. Zero balance. You don't want zero balance. You want at least plus 2%, plus 3%, plus 4%. You want that because that means there's extra money. There's extra money. Now that brings us up to our next ad break. From this ad break, we'll come right back heading into our next discussion point. Now understand, guys, we're talking about the continent. Our discussion is pretty large in its scale and its focus. So the discussion here is we won't be finishing everything today, because ultimately each strategy, each principle has its own approach, mainly its own benefit, but it is born from a mistake. It is born from a mistake from case studies. On that note, let's see each other again after this short break.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri limba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunovaungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyovikwiri limba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natua weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia. Endera pamwe nate moyo ni Walela Pay. Lela pe onkara ompu wa mafutiro lokusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokata vuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notaga dhanwa nokutura mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Oto vuru okuninga shike ko lela pe. Oto vuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pe nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Oto vuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Oto vuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe giinima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomabaro, no matumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara utseithire oshigwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela pei, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongodhi yoye. Patulura o account yoye oshari eto tulamo omauthemba goye. Inda ko kandjato koe kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka topulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye hogorora kutya owahala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto thindi mpoka pashangwa sen utume. Shamba watumo etumaraka joe otari turua ko Eagle FM, imba, lela pei, nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaiti.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukarandisi.
Now we come back from our extended break and where we left off still with the discounts and the low price discussion and comparison. Now you'll be asking me, Dwight, if you see that people are not buying, would this not force any business person to offer a discount? Guys, never ever 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 ever. Even look at me, I'm clapping my hands together. Never ever 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 offer a discount. Discounts are a disadvantage to you. They are only an advantage to the consumer, to the customer. They are a disadvantage to you. If you have salaries to pay, don't give a discount. If you have electricity and water to pay, don't give a discount. Because you based your pricing upon your costs. Your pricing is not something that is thumbsucked out of the air. Your pricing is not thumbsucked just because you felt like making a price. No, 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 no. Your pricing is reflective of the costs that are the input costs on the one end, and you need to make your income on the other end. Remember, the pricing strategy in your overall marketing philosophy is the only thing that contributes to your bottom line. Now, in Africa, understand this, guys. A price moves us. You even see it here in Namibia. You've even seen it with the very embarrassing situations of something like the first editions of the Black Friday sales 3-4 years back. Yeah, pretty embarrassing stuff. Businesses were actually incurring more costs because too many people came for the bargains and technically damaged some property of the business. That's a cost. That's a cost. So, if you know that on this continent, the buying behavior, the purchasing behavior of a customer and a consumer is that the price will actually make them buy something or use your product, do not give a discount. Come in with a low price strategy. Low price strategy. Always do that. Remember, it has also to feature in and fit into the necessity discussion. Ensure that the product is framed, is positioned, is marketed as a necessity. Fit in. Don't come in with the wow factor. There's very few companies in this world that can do the wow factor. Very few of them, and it's only Elon Musk that knows how to do that. Okay, him and Mark Zuckerberg. Very few companies that, oh, and Richard Branson from Virgin. Very few guys that can do that flamboyance and over the top and always smiling as if you are constantly high on something. Don't do that. Come in with a necessity here on the continent. Come in with a necessity. You'll be valued. Now, we've got to understand, guys, that if you are ever going to do business, your price must be low. Don't do discounts, as mentioned. And if you do discounts, you will have customers when the discounts are on. Remember, in some cases, those discounts will serve as some form of loyalty to customers that are continuously there. Customers that don't care about a discount, but they'll buy it nonetheless. Because they will feel valued in some cases. But when the real price comes in and is no longer a fair bargain according to customers, there are customers that will evaporate. They will just disappear. They will disappear into thin air. Now, the only exception is here that you have is that if you have decided to serve a very small market, especially if it's like on a luxury good basis, or if you're supplying a luxury good, you can take such knocks in with regards to discounts. You can. And if you've also begun with a discount approach or discounted approach, you also might not even draw the appeal of an elite market segment or an elite consumer. Just know that, guys. The principle there is if you decide to discount on a brand, for example, like Mercedes, the rich people won't buy Mercedes. The reason why the rich people buy Mercedes is because the rich people tell themselves, I can afford the price. Right? It's a psychological impact. So, do not discount. If you know you're offering a very luxurious or quality-induced product, don't discount. But you can start off with low pricing strategy, gradually building them up. Now, from our second principle, which is the low price, no discount one, we've got to work our way into the second one. Now, the third one, which is don't waste money on packaging, fits primarily into your first principle of necessity. A necessity. Now, this principle of don't waste money on packaging, don't come with elaborate packaging. Don't come with fancy packaging either. I would rather suggest, because you have various instances here in Central Africa where they are actually suffering with aspects of pollution, you know, like plastic bags everywhere and plastic wrapping, you know, those kinds of approaches, those environmental impacts in terms of just consumer behavior. The plastic issue, which is now a very thorny issue in Kenya, is that technically, if you are expanding from Namibia into Kenya, your business is going to be like a retail front or retail storefront selling necessities, you can't give the customers a plastic bag. You cannot. You cannot. You will face a fine of $10,000. $10,000 in Namibian, converted in Namibian sense is 150 grand. Do you have 150,000 out of your business account to give away for a fine or penalty? And that's for every person that you give a plastic bag to. So right there is that you firstly got to conform to regulations or laws within that territory, that African country. And secondly, is that you've also got to factor in the approach. Now in Africa, we don't care about the packaging as much. We just want the product. You know it. I know it. Even when they started charging for the plastic bags here in the capital, people were just saying, listen, I can walk with the things in my hand. I can walk to my car. Or I can walk with the stuff in my hand. Now, much of the myth, and I've done the research in terms of when I wrote this first article way back in 2019 with regards to these charges for plastic bags, is that most of the retailers said that there was this myth that the plastic bags were always kept in operation, supposedly for poor people. How will the poor people carry their stuff? It's a safety mechanism for poor people. Who made that? No one can show you in the right direction to find the speaker or the author or the owner of those words, because none of them remembers who the person is that said this, but it was supposedly something that was just agreed upon and then kept in line. Now that first instance right there points to you that there is a change that you can apply as a marketer. There's an opportunity there for you to bring something different in. There's an opportunity there for you to develop something perhaps for your specific reason for expanding into the rest of the continent, providing a different packaging aspect. Something that's environmentally friendly, something that can be recycled, or something that just does not impact the natural habitat or the natural environment as severely as what plastic does. That's what plastic does. And we've got to understand, guys. We've got to understand. In some cases, in the rest of the continent, the consumers are not the kind of consumers that you and I know, that we see here in Windhoek, that we see here in Namibia, that we see in South Africa, that we see it on TV in any other part of the world. It's not the same kind of consumer that you know. And the same kind of consumer that you want can only be found in the area that you currently find yourself in, or the market that you're currently serving in, or in South Africa, or Botswana, or overseas. Remember that. Because your packaging will also change. If you're going to use packaging, it will change. Now, unless you are selling something luxurious on the rest of the continent, some of the African experts who contributed in terms of the literature that I've had to read through indicated that you don't need fancy packaging. You don't need it. Because for a lot of Africans on the continent, fancy packaging usually translates to an expensive item. So it provides some sort of psychological impact, which is not always positive. And that's when they will also assume that if it's expensive, without looking at the price, they might be deterred from buying your product, even though it's a necessity, and even though it might be quality with just a low price. Now that means you'll be playing, you'll technically be dancing on a very tight rope, because you might be pushing away customers and only collecting or attracting very few. Now, this is not to say also that your packaging should be ugly or it should be totally, you know, just a complete eyesore. No. That's not what's being said. Instead, you just have to take a different approach with your packaging. Keep it basic. Keep it easy to use. And remember, with packaging, it's not just about what it's made of. It's the design element as well. The colors used. The impact, the attraction, the attractiveness that is applied, the creativity behind the packaging. That's what it points towards. Now, it should also not be far from what the competition is also doing, because you might inadvertently shoot yourself in the foot if you come up with this very fancy, even though it's cost effective on your cost, margins. It's very cost effective, but ultimately, you're actually pushing everyone to your competition, because they automatically went, oh, but it looks so fancy. Is it not expensive? You guys have heard that sentence before. Is it not expensive? And then you go like, no, not really, sir. Not really, madam. It's actually XYZ price. Oh, so it's really cheap. You want to avoid such discussion points. You truly want to. Now, that does bring us up to our next ad break. And from that, we'll come right back heading into the last leg of today's program here on the Brand Conversation on the number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Speak your mind
while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a fest for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Now we come back from our extended break and heading into the last leg here of today's program. We've got to understand, guys, that packaging, although it is crucial to protecting your product, to providing an extra dimension in terms of marketing and communication to your customer base and consumers and new customers and prospective customers as well, you've got to factor in terms of not making it look too luxurious. You've got to stay in the necessity range. Now, there are designs with regards to product or packaging designs that look expensive. And a lot of people around the world, even here in Namibian society, we won't ask without having to go look at the price tag. We won't ask. Now, that will also mean that they will just assume that is above and out of their affording range, you know, what they can afford. So you've got to make sure, guys, don't invest in too fancy packaging in some places on the continent, because ultimately, if the people, if those consumers that market want something and need something that's necessary to their needs, stick to that game plan. Stick to that game plan. That is also applicable to services. Stick to the game plan. Ensure that it's a necessity. But at least ensure that if you're doing packaging, that it should not convey an image of being luxurious. If it is, if you're going to operate in the luxury market or the luxury framework, then do so. Target the luxury people. Target the rich people. Target those with extensive spending power. Target them. We then get into our last for today's session, our last segment, or last principle, because there are so many of them and they will have to flow over into, you know, our next session of the brand conversation. But this current one is about keep competing against yourself. Now, the competing or the competition element here, remember, it's very dangerous to have competition that you created. Sometimes you want to step in as competition, and everyone knows that you're competing, but no one wants to know, or no one wants to see you actually creating a competition that you were not supposed to. Now, what does this mean? Usually, it translates into forms of market cannibalization. It also forms into product cannibalization in some cases, or it forms into, you know, self-inflicted damage, even to you, the brand or the company. Now, when you are competing against yourself, this is a scenario where you've got to actually, and it's a fine balance. You're actually going to establish your own competition. I say, remember in the beginning, I said it's always not the best idea, but it is sometimes the good idea. It is sometimes. Because this also means that you can actually determine directions, trends, and discussion points happening in your market in the area. Now, what does this mean is that if you're sticking to the second principle of coming in with a low price, but not a discounted price, and you're coming in on the principle of necessity, that you're supplying a necessary product, not a luxury product, and you're sticking to the principle of, well, don't be too fancy in your packaging, then you come in with a very affordable option. I know. This means investment, further investment on your side. For sure. That means or translates to developing perhaps a product specifically only for a specific market. And a product specifically for your home market. For example, if you're a soap maker, you would have a range of soaps for Namibia. From affordable ones to luxury soaps. So that's Namibia. Namibia knows what they want. Namibian consumers know what they want to buy and what they want to consume. Let's say for the moment you now move into, who can I choose? You now decide to move into Somalia. You know, as a soap maker. So in Somalia, still recognized as a war-torn area, what do you have to do there? So you're just going to supply the bottom end of your whole product range, the necessary ones, the basic soaps, the soaps only for hygiene purposes. Right? Because ultimately a soap is there for cleaning products as a form of detergent, as a form of providing some form of, you know, some health aspect. So you're going to offer just that spectrum of your product range as a company. So that means developing or sticking to certain products that provide said necessity, that has said low price range classifications, but is not discounted, does not have over the top or too fancy, or has not too much investment in its packaging, then you can position it in a country like Somalia. I initially wanted to choose the DRC, but I realized the DRC itself has also somewhat matured in its own consumer behavior, so let's stay away from there for now. But if you just have to use that basic example, that's how you would approach. Now, don't allow another company, meaning your competitor, to come and drag your customers away by offering a lower price. Start off with your own price. If you're going to be the only person starting off in that industry in a different African country, start off with a very affordable price. If a competitor comes in with a lower price and you know you guys are offering the same thing, then you know that they're actually discounting themselves and they're actually chopping off their own toes, like the current memes are going around, people who want to chop off their own toes or sell their toes. And they know this, they're chopping off their own toes. They're not being rewarded for their business efforts, because ultimately, although they are selling and people are buying, which is a short-term strategy, the moment they revert back to the original pricing, those same customers will pounce back. So that means you will still be in the pound seats. You'll still be in control. You will still be reaping your benefits. But just know that you will have to develop your market going ahead. Because you won't be able to stick with that low pricing strategy forever. You won't be. Now, if you can avoid or fend off a competitor's pricing strategy as well, you've also got to ensure that you dominate from there. Now, domination becomes an ethical discussion point. Now, in Africa, ethics are sometimes thrown out of the window in terms of some business practices. For example, monopolization can take place. Monopolization of a market can take place. It has happened. You still have examples, even here in Namibia, where it is allowed. Market monopolization is allowed. Market monopolization is somewhat just freely given away. And no one will take you to task based on that. So it is open to you and you can do it. That also means that you should not wait for your competition to lead the way, to come up with a new strategy and potentially take your customers away. So stick to your guns. Strengthen your position, fortify it, and then continue with your strategy. Also, then you start competing with your own business practices. For that meaning, there's a healthy competition level still being practiced, still being enacted, still being enforced. Which is good, which is good, which is good. But let's also understand, you've got to stick to the first three principles that I ended with, guys. That being, sell a necessity. Don't offer discounts, but stick to a low price. And don't be fancy in your packaging. Those are your first three before we ended off with our fourth one, which is to compete with yourself. Now, ultimately, that's all good. But ending off on our last point. Now, this is a little bit of a consumer behavior point. And that's before we end off on today's program, is that you've got to feed the ego of the proud. For example, if you're going to sell, if you've now come in with a luxury product, and you want to stay on the expensive end or the expensive spectrum of selling expensive products in a new African market, do so. Do so. And that's where it feeds into point two. Don't offer discounts. Do not offer a discount. What do we mean here? There's no room to be partially expensive in Africa. There is no room to be partially expensive. Be expensive. Be expensive. Sell an expensive product. Do it. Here in the continent, here in Namibia, even you've seen it. The guys that are driving G-Wagons. Do you know how expensive, do you know how much a G-Wagon costs, guys? 2 million. 2 million Namibian dollars. So, if you can feed the ego of the wealthy in a new market sense, feed it. Do it. Don't be ashamed. You're there for business. You're there to make business. So feed it. Sell them the expensive products that you sell, that you produce, that you have. Sell it to them. They will buy it. There are customers across the spectrum, guys, across this continent. Sell it. If people can buy a G-Wagon in Namibia, then they can buy a G-Wagon across the continent, right? For sure. Now, you've also got to understand that the ultra-rich on this continent brag about their earnings. They do. Like we've consistently seen about South African billionaires. The guys like Saul Kessner. What's the other one's name? There's another billionaire also coming from South Africa. I keep forgetting this guy's name, but he's the guy behind Pep. The Pep core chain. Pep. They were part of the Stein, what's the thing's name? Stein, the corporate scandal that took place about 4 years back. Steinhoff, yes. He was part of the Steinhoff conglomerate or Steinhoff movement. That guy's a billionaire. His parents started the company. We don't know about it, but you should see when they've interviewed him, he's what he has. Now, the same also goes potentially for someone like Ali Dangote from Nigeria. Or the rich, or the billionaires that Egypt have. Or the billionaires that you find here in, what's the country's name? In Kenya. Kenya has millionaires and billionaires as well. And they will buy your product if it appeals to them. Now, if you're in the business of selling luxury, stick to it. Now, ultimately, guys, that brings us up to the end of today's discussion point here on your number one talk radio station. And this has been your brand conversation. The team from the On The Radar company and co are ready. We've got, can we say you are lovely today?
No, not at all.
Not at all, just as yet.
No, I'm only lovely on the weekends, not Friday.
Okay, you guys heard it. Well, she's ready. She and company is ready. And on that note, I have to sign out. And let's see each other again, same time, same place.